that part of your body that may have been in pain, I release the gifts of healing right now. According to the Holy Spirit's own will. Organ, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, you are whole in Jesus' name. I command that pain to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. That organ is beginning to function normally at the sound of my voice. Everyone in this place, you are under the power of the Holy Spirit. The anointing is in this place. I am the Lord your God. Church. Hallelujah. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. God is good all the time. And all the time God is good. Hey church, beloved of God, I want to let you know when you come to church, amen, I want you to know that God is for you and not against you. God is not here to find fault with people. God is not here to find out what have you been doing lately. That's not His concern. What God wants is to heal you and to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And all the time God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. I still feel the anointing is still here. Amen. The anointing is still here. When I say anointing, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, there's nothing mysterious about the anointing. It's just the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now, beloved of God, oh, I'm so glad that I can release this anointing right now to you in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Father, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that's blanketing this place in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing continue to work, Father God, throughout this service in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord. We're not rushing you. We're not trying to rush you, Holy Spirit. Continue to do the magnificent operation that no doctors, no human hands can do. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I was describing just now a condition that the Lord exactly was talking about. You know, and the Lord is healing. The Lord will continue to heal you in the name of Jesus. You know, that imbalance kind of thing. The Lord is healing you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord is healing you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. That is yours. You cannot give it up. Alright? Listen. We have this thing called the flesh in our body. Alright? If you are a believer, you have the Holy Spirit in you. Right? And the flesh will fight. Okay? To try to bring you down. Because the flesh is the opposite of the Spirit. The Bible says, the flesh lusts against the Spirit. So as believers, our problem is not even the devil. You're wasting your time rebuking the devil all the time. Alright? If you are a believer, you have the Holy Spirit, and your biggest enemy is the flesh. That is something that still lives in your flesh called sin in the flesh. All right, that is your biggest problem. When I say sin in the flesh, I'm not talking about you living in sin. God is no longer judging you based on sin. When I say sin in the flesh, think of the flesh as the opposite of what the Holy Spirit is. Because the flesh lusts against the Spirit, the Bible says. That means the flesh will try to quench down every healing virtue, every work of the Holy Spirit in your life. The flesh tried to quench that down. Alright? Now, beloved of God, your part is not to try to help the Holy Spirit. That is the biggest mistake for Christians. Is say, okay, Holy Spirit, let me help you. I'm going to fight the flesh. Okay? You are a burden for the Holy Spirit. I'm not trying to minimize you, okay? But in a battle scenario, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the flesh will find the weakest link in the chain. That's you. Okay? The flesh will go after you. And the Holy Spirit will be busy trying to protect you instead of fighting the flesh.
Yes.
Alright? So don't even try to fight the flesh. Your part is to rest in Jesus and say, Holy Spirit, this lying symptom is coming knocking on my door. Deal with it, Holy Spirit. I'm just going to praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just going to worship God. I'm just going to fix my eyes on Jesus. Okay, I'm just going to rest. I'm not going to try to make things happen. I'm not going to try to pray longer. Amen. I'm not going to shout louder. Amen. I'm just going to rest. Lord, this is your battle. The battle is the Lord's. The victory is already ours. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The words that I'm speaking to you, they are spirit and they are life. That's why you also come to church. Because the words that your pastor is speaking is supplying the supply of spirit in you. Hey, your car, I don't care if your car is a $50,000 car. If it does not have enough gas, it's not going to move. There's no difference between a $50,000 car and a $5,000 car. Both need fuel.
Yes.
And where do you think that fuel comes from? Right? The supply of the Spirit comes through the hearing of faith.
Yes. Amen.
Did you receive the supply of the Spirit by the hearing of faith or by the work of the law? Apostle Paul was asking. Amen. And so you are being supplied right now by the Holy Spirit through the hearing of faith, the anointing that destroys yokes that will last beyond just 24 hours on Sundays. When it really counts is on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays. That's when the rubber meets the road. That's when you know whether you really have the revelation of Jesus, right? Or not. Is on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. That's when the rubber meets the roads. Amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved of God, I want to let you know, God is here to supply life to you. When you come to church, God is not finding fault with you. God is here to embrace you. God is here to encourage you, to let you know, man, you're fighting like a champion by not fighting. That's kind of like a contradiction of terms, right? Well, how can I fight the fight of faith without fighting? Because your fight is simply to believe in Jesus, that the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Amen? It is a frustrating thing to try to get something that you have already got.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Right? It's like a dog chasing after its own tail, right? Right? It's frustrating, right? And that's what the flesh is trying to make you do, is to make you feel like you are the defeated, you are the sick, and you are in need of healing. The moment you believe that you need healing, right, you have fallen from grace. Because when you say, I need healing, that means you don't have healing. You don't have the health of Jesus. And now you're trying to get something that Jesus has already purchased by His stripes.
Yes.
He said, by my stripes you were healed. It's not you are going to be healed someday when you prayed long enough, when you have done enough good works, No, by my stripes you were healed. You already have healing. So what you need is the healing power of the Word of God to infuse you with the supply of the Holy Spirit to let you know you are the healed, and the flesh is trying to bring you down, and the flesh is trying to discourage you, to make you feel like you are the sick, and to make you feel like, well, you're living in denial. Well, I'm telling you, I'm denying the flesh to have power over me. No matter how long it takes, beloved of God, I'm fighting the good fight of faith by believing in what Jesus, our beloved Lord and Savior, had already done. Amen. So I'm raising an army of believers that is ready to be perfected. Do you want to be perfected? Man, in order for you to be perfected, it's not just being perfected in your soul. God wants to make perfect any part of your body that is not well. Amen? God wants to make that part of your body that needs to be realigned in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? So even as I'm ministering the word right now, keep on receiving the supply of the Spirit. The Lord is healing and the Lord is ministering unto you. Okay? Because God's purpose is for you to be perfected unto every good work. Yeah. Right? Many of you have a good heart to want to, help people, and go out and minister to people. That is the good work that God has called you to be the light in your workplace, to be the light in your school, to be the light for your relatives, to your friends and colleagues. God calls you to reach out to them, to love them, and to minister unto them. Right? But God says, allow me to perfect you. Let me perfect you unto every good work. So you have to be perfected first. In other words, you need to be well supplied in your body with the supply of the Holy Spirit. So that, when you minister to people, you're not ministering from the position of emptiness. You're ministering, amen? You're ministering from the position of you are full of the supply of the Spirit. And the words that I'm speaking unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. Amen? So the words that I'm speaking unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. When Jesus said that word, He's saying that faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of Christ. So the more you hear about Jesus, it's all about the beauty of our Savior. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The more you hear that, the supply of the Spirit is being built up in you more and more. Amen. Because the Spirit is in the Word, right? Because the words that I'm speaking unto you, they are Spirit. And if you have the gift of speaking in tongues, that's a double whammy. That's a double whammy because now you have the reservoir out of your belly, right? Shall flow, the Bible says, rivers of living water. Amen. So man, what happens if you allow your hearts and your minds to be bombarded with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and you speak in tongues, right? And you allow the Holy Spirit to fan into flame that gift of tongues more and more. Man, that is when the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, okay, will be so bright. Darkness has to flee. Amen? When you flip the switch, the darkness has to flee. There's no competition between light and darkness. The moment I flip the switch, man, light be. Amen? There is no competition. When you say light be, light is there. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is so very, very good. Man, are you blessed? Men, are you blessed? Yes? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. When the Holy Spirit was ministering at the keyboard, did anybody feel like the Holy Spirit was ministering to you? You feel like there's peace, there is joy, there is a burden being lifted up, like a stress, like melts away like wax. Can I see a raise of hands?
Yes, amen.
Look around, church. Look at these brothers and sisters that the Holy Spirit, okay, Barbara also ministered just by the Holy Spirit moving, right, through music. Just through music, the Holy Spirit was healing okay, our body. And just now, you know, when you lay hands on your own heart, yeah, I see the power of the Holy Spirit just flowing into your heart, flowing into your heart. Amen? Flowing into your heart. Man, your heart is healthy. Amen? Your heart is healed. Man, your heart is well in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I saw like the muscles in the heart. The Lord was strengthening that muscle. The healing power of God was touching any part of the heart muscles that may have been weakened actually by drugs. By some kind of something in the medicine that actually weakened that. But the Lord was restoring that muscle, that heart muscle. The Lord was healing that. I saw that in the spirit, beloved of God. Amen? You know, sometimes we have migraine, sometimes we rebuke migraine. That's all well and good. Sometimes problems can stem from the heart. And so the Holy Spirit is ministering to your heart. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, above all, guard your heart. Why? Why do we guard our heart? Because out of it flows the springs of life, right? The springs of life. So if your heart is healthy, likely majority of the other parts of your body will be healthy.
Amen. Yes.
So if you want to guard one thing, God says above all, guard your heart. And I believe that's not just talking about our heart in the spiritual sense. You know, don't watch junk, you know, don't listen to junk. Okay, that's of course is important. But I believe that also involves our literal heart, our cardiovascular. Amen, beloved of God?
Amen.
Guard your heart. Watch it. Amen? Because out of it flows the springs of life. Amen? Say, Jesus is my redemption.
Jesus is my redemption.
Amen. Man, we're going to talk about that today. Jesus as our redemption. Amen. That means He paid for all of the possible sicknesses and diseases in your lifetime. He became your substitute. He took your place as your redemption. And He did it legally because He paid the price. Right? This perfect body of Jesus that knew no sin, the Bible says. He knew no sin. In Him there is no sin, the Bible says, right? He became sin. Why? So that He can bore all of your heart problems. Amen? So that He can bore all of our heart conditions. Amen? He purchased that. He took your place. He became your redemption. So that it's a legal thing that God has purchased for us to expect our heart to be healthy. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is so very, very good. Are you blessed or are you blessed, beloved of God?
Amen.
So, you know, on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays, when you have that extra bounce in your step, you've probably forgotten already. It's because on Sunday, the Holy Spirit was supplying that supply of the Spirit, and God was healing your heart. But you don't realize it. You thought it's the vitamins. you thought it's your due diligence in that 30-minute exercise. By the way, those things are good things, right? You want to eat healthy and keep on exercising. The external things are important. Amen? But don't forget, right? It is the Holy Spirit who has done an awesome job today to heal your heart, literally to heal your heart, and to supply you with the supply of the Spirit that you need so that you will not be a car without a fuel. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll be so full of life and peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Throughout this week. Amen. So man, make sure, man, the first day of the week on Sunday, man, I'm going to be at the church. Amen. And we're not the only church. There are so many other good churches. Amen. You go to a good church and listen to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's where the supply of the Spirit comes in. And when you have enough supply, man, you don't have to go to the gas station again on Tuesday. Amen? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, man. My car can last about a week before I have to go. Amen? Before I have to go and fill up, you know, the fuel again. Yes. Amen? Hallelujah. You need the supply of the Spirit through the Word.
Yes.
Amen? And make sure you hear the Word of grace, not law. Because the law, okay, the law is only there to condemn, right? The law will only bring out your fault. The law will only bring out your shortcomings. If you have done well, the law will say that's not enough. Mm. And then if you have done something wrong, the law will keep on reminding you that you have failed. So either way, it's a catch-22. Any believer that put themselves under law, they will live a life that is very, very difficult.
Yes, yes.
They will live as if Jesus, our redemption, doesn't apply for them. Not because God is sending curses. God no longer sends curses. How many of you know that? Even if He wants to, there's no more curse in heaven for Him to send.
Amen.
God has no bad things to send from heaven. God does not send sicknesses, diseases to teach His kids a lesson. You don't do that to your kids, do you? Man, there's a special institution for parents that do that, right? God does not send sicknesses and diseases to us to teach us lessons, all right? Because He has no sickness, diseases up there in heaven to send. Jesus emptied all the curses and all the sicknesses, all right? But our conscience, if it's under law, can play God as if you have an angry God. But it's not God. It's your own conscience being angry at you, and you think God is the one that is sending all these problems. But it is the sin consciousness that is sending, or creating rather, problems. And the problem that was not there, it becomes there. Because of the need for self-punishment whenever you live under law. By the way, that's how cancer develops in bodies. Is whenever people feel the need to punish themselves. Right? And that is the evil thing of the deeds of the flesh. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why in this church, we'll keep on preaching more on Jesus and His finished work. Because, beloved of God, what you listen is very, very important. Sometimes it's a matter of life and death. What you're listening, what you're allowing to come in into your hearts and your minds. Amen, beloved of God. And by the way, you know, I see people here, you know, have been enlightened with the gospel of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can never have enough gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because even though we may not be living in an overt sin, just being natural in this world, just think naturally, all right? The natural tendencies, just like the gravity in this world, is to pull everything down. You understand? That's the natural thing in this world. So you always want to stay up there in the heavenly places. You always want your mind to stay supernatural, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God as your righteousness. You cannot be natural. You cannot afford to not be keep on listening to the supernatural word of Christ that will make you whole. Amen? Say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Again. Now imagine Jesus sitting at the right hand of God to say, yes, you are. Because I am at the right hand of God. I represent you. I'm your high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Right? Even when the conscience condemns you, when you know that you have fallen short, God says, look at me. I'm still your righteousness. And you can still say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And there'll be no cancer. There'll be no Alzheimer's that can develop as you keep on looking unto Jesus as the author and perfecter of your faith. Amen, beloved of God? Are you happy or are you happy? Amen? God is good. So do you think you come to church to get brownie points? No, you come to church because you need to come to church. You need your tank to be filled up. You need your hearts and your mind to be filled with the gospel to let your body know, hey, relax, okay? Conscience, be clear. Jesus had paid the price, all right? It's illegal for you, conscience, to exact punishment again for the punishment that Jesus had already paid for. Conscience understands legality. When you start to talk about legality to conscience, conscience will be at rest. Oh yeah, Jesus has become your redemption. Jesus had paid the price for your health and healing. Amen?
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
If you have paid off your car, let's say you bought a new car and you paid on a 36-month installment. At the end of the 36-month, you completed the payment of that car and you get the certificate, right? They're supposed to give you a certificate that says that you own this car free and clear, right?
Yes.
It is illegal for anyone to keep on sending you bills every month.
Yeah.
And say, you still need to pay for that car. Is that legal?
No.
Illegal?
No.
That is illegal.
Yes.
So, evil conscience that wants to punish your body because of your sin is illegal. It is unrighteous.
Yes.
There cannot be any cancer in our body. There cannot be any heart diseases in our body. It is illegal. Amen?
Yes.
If you have the revelation that Jesus has become your payment, He has become your redemption.
Yes.
So when you say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, you are actually invoking a legal terms. The word righteousness there is a legal term for your conscience to know, right? Chill, be clear, relax, all right? There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So say it again, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ.
I'm the righteousness of God in Christ.
Again.
I'm the righteousness of God in Christ.
It's illegal for the body to fight against itself. Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ.
Yes.
By the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Are you blessed or are you blessed?
Amen.
Hey, I already told you I might be preaching till 5 p.m. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you don't realize you're in a twilight zone or something, right? Amen. Hallelujah. When the anointing is flowing, man, you don't even feel hungry.
That's right.
Because the word feeds you.
Yeah.
Jesus becomes your sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Are you happy or I happy? Man, I got to listen to the message myself, right? Well, pastors, that's really vain. You listen to your own sermons. Well, you always need to be aware, going to a restaurant where the cook does not want to eat his own food. Amen. Right? So, I'm not ashamed that I do listen to my own sermons because I enjoy anointed sermons. Amen. It's not me. It is the Holy Spirit that's ministering to me. And so, I believe that the message today is going to be something that I myself need to listen on Jesus, our redemption. I believe it's going to be a part 5 today. Jesus, our redemption, revelation. I don't know how to kind of help people who just kind of join in our church in the middle of things. I don't know. I really don't know how to kind of fast forward you to get you up to speed. Okay? But we do have messages on our website. Our website is called lgci.info. So LGCI, Life Giving Church International, right? LGCI.info. You click on the sermon section. In 2016, we did Jesus, Our Wisdom. Sermons. Their sermons, they're still available. Jesus, Our Wisdom, Jesus, Our Righteousness was in 2017. And then Jesus, Our Holiness in 2018. And then this year, Jesus, Our Redemption, 2019. And so that's the kind of revelation, if you will, that we are humbled by it.
Mm-hmm.
Not because we are so good. None of us here can say, you know, my thought life is always perfect. I smile all the time. Man, I don't know about you, man. That's pretty scary. If you smile all the time, something's wrong with you. If you smile all the time, okay? No. I'm talking about a genuine joy, a genuine peace, something real about you. You know? I'm not putting up some kind of facade. The Pastor Henry that you see here is the same Pastor Henry that my daughter sees every day. Mm-hmm. All right? And I want to let you know that if the Holy Spirit says, go to lgci.info, pick up on certain messages that may help you to understand today's message, that will be really, really a great help. Mm-hmm. So even though you may have missed, 3 years of sermons, 2016, 2017, 2018, man, by the grace of God, you might still be able to catch up. You might still be able to catch up. Amen? Because you also have the Holy Spirit in you. So, how about if we start off with a simple prayer so that your ears will be anointed, all right? The seed that falls will fall in a good soil. We don't want the seed that's stolen by the birds, right? Jesus talked about the parable of the seed. How many remember that? Another one that falls on the stony ground, right? Another one falls on thorny bushes. And then there's another seed that falls on good soil. And that is what I hope today, that we all can get the benefits of today's message. Amen. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for your grace today. Anoint my mouth to speak your word, part 5 of Jesus Our Redemption. And for everyone in this place also, that you anoint their ears, as well as those who might be listening to me online. They don't have the opportunity to be able to come, but you are gracious to still give them, Father God, the blessing, as they have ears to hear also, that you anoint their ears and that they can be blessed as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Are you blessed, church? Amen. All right. So I'm going to do a quick recap where we've been so far. I said part 5, right? Mm-hmm. Part 1, I explained to you the word redeem shows up for the first time in the Bible in Genesis 48, and it has to do with God's desire to protect us from all evil. Mm-hmm. When you hear the word to redeem, think about God wants to protect you from all evil, because that's the first time the word redeem shows up in the Bible. And then in part 2, I begin to show you what we have been redeemed from. Your cities will be blessed. Raleigh, Durham will be blessed. Instead of being cursed, Jesus reversed it because he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Mm-hmm. Right? Part 3, we touch on even your career will be blessed. Instead of curses, frustration, and confusion in your workplace, God will send you blessings, peace, as well as happiness in your workplace. So that's part 3. Amazing sermon on what God has already reversed from that curse. In part 4, I strengthen your foundation. Remember, your salvation is eternal. Once you are born again, you cannot sin your salvation away. Right? Just like a child is born into a family, that child forever is secure, belonging to that family. I hope you're secure on this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Otherwise, if there's a crack in the foundation, part 5 will be wobbly. How many of you know that the house is as strong as the foundation?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Jesus said, the house that remains standing, right, when the wind comes, when the temptations and the testings come, is the house that's built upon the rock. Your foundation has to be strong. So now we're ready for part 5, mm-hmm, to talk on what Jesus has already redeemed us from. Are we cool?
Amen.
All right, next. This is Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. When you look at the specifics, you'll find that in Deuteronomy 28. So let's find out one of the specifics that Christ has redeemed us from. All right, next. What we are redeemed from. Next. This is Deuteronomy 28, verse 22 from a New English Translation Bible. Now, in the Old Covenant, the curse of the law says weakness, fever, inflammation, infection, sword, blight, and mildew. These will attack you until you perish. I have good news to tell you. Because of what Jesus has done, Jesus has reversed that curse. And you find that in Isaiah 53, verse 6. All of us had wandered off like sheep. Each of us had strayed off on his own path. But the Lord caused the sin of all of us to attack him. Look at what Jesus has done. Instead of those problems, weakness, fever, inflammation, infection, etc., etc., attacking you until you perish, God says, I have reversed it because they have already attacked Jesus at the cross. Good news?
Amen.
Yes. Amen? Are you happy?
Amen.
Now look at the first one, weakness. Anybody feels fatigued? Sometimes like, oh, I'm just so fatigued, I'm so tired. I mean, you just had an 8-hour sleep. You get up, but you still feel tired. Well, you have been redeemed from that. You have been redeemed from that. Because the Bible says, okay, that's part of the curse, right?
Yeah.
Now, the word weakness in another translation is actually consumption, tuberculosis. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, tuberculosis is largely contained today in this world. It's no longer an issue.
Yeah.
Aren't we happy, right?
Yes.
But there's still some application for us today, right? Because tuberculosis is a form of a lung disease. So God wants to cause your lung to be healthy.
Amen.
God has caused your lung to be strong.
Yes.
So that you will not feel fatigue.
Oh, no.
So that you will not feel weak. It could be the lung is a problem. You may not be a smoker, right? But God still wants to let you know that your lung is strengthened because I have reversed the curse.
Yes.
Okay? Now look at the second one, fever. Fever, everybody knows. Fever, right? Now, fever, okay, by the grace of God, you know, it's pretty easy. If you get some over-the-counter medicine, you know, it can take care of some of those things real quick. But the problem with this curse is it will keep on attacking you until you perish. So you can take all the medicine that you want. It's going to keep on coming back and keep on coming back and keep on coming back. So the good news to let you know, beloved of God, as you grow in the revelation of Jesus as your redemption, that fever, all right, the Lord has reversed it so that you don't have to experience it again. Like it keeps on attacking you, attacking you, attacking you. Notice all of the problems that's mentioned in verse 22 here, they're not deadly disease. Right? Like fever is not a deadly disease. But the problem with these things is it keeps on coming back. It keeps on coming back. So that's like the sting of these so-called smaller diseases that we've been redeemed from. Amen? Look at the third one, inflammation. Now inflammation, did you know that many of the arthritis are caused many times, not always, is caused by misdirected inflammation. Inflammation is a normal reaction in your body. Whenever there's something that's wrong, it's trying to, you know, it's part of the defense or whatever. So inflammation is supposed to be good. But when it's misdirected, many of the cases of arthritis is because of misdirected inflammation. I don't have to go online, become experts in all these things. But all I'm trying to let you know is what you have been redeemed from. If you've been bothered by arthritis, which can be caused by inflammation, I have good news to tell you. Jesus has redeemed you from inflammation.
Amen. Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the fourth one is infection. Infection. It can be a serious infection like urinary tract infection, for example. It can be a sinus infection. God has redeemed you from that. Now listen, beloved of God, the danger of preaching on Jesus our redemption is people not having a strong foundation on Jesus our wisdom,
right.
Jesus our righteousness, mm-hmm. Jesus our holiness. What was the second seed that fell on the ground that Jesus talked about the parable? It was the seed that fell on the stony places.
Yeah.
Do you know what Jesus explains on what those stony rocks represents? People who are excited with the word in the church, but then when the problem happens, they immediately fall away and they got offended. They may even stop coming to church altogether. So can you guard your heart, church? Because we're getting into a territory where if you're not strong, you'll be like that seed that fall on the rocky places, and you'll be offended. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that I'm supposed to be no longer experiencing any more arthritis here. How come my arthritis is getting worse, right? And then they say, well, this is not for me. This Jesus redemption thing is not the truth. And then guess what? They are forfeiting their own inheritance. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to plow through, man. I'm not going to back off.
Yes.
Because I believe that we're living in the last days is an exciting time. Mm-hmm. Jesus is coming back soon.
Hallelujah.
I'm not settling for less.
Amen.
Right? Just because I have not seen the perfection of everything, I'm not going to step back. I'm going to charge forward.
Amen.
Amen? Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Look at the other one, sword. You are redeemed from sword. Now, this is not very clear here. Sword here in the Message Bible is actually translated as dehydration. Okay, people can get dehydrated if they vomit and go through diarrhea a lot. That can be how people will be having dehydration. If you have diarrheas, if you have vomiting problems, hey, that sword has been taken out of the way, all right? In Jesus' name, God says, you know, I have redeemed you so that these things cannot keep on attacking and attacking and attacking you until you perish. Because that's the curse.
Yeah.
You say, well, pastor, you know, if I have diarrhea, I'll just take Sudafed. Oh, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know all the medicine. Don't take my word for it. I'm completely, totally naive about medicine. Pastor, Sudafed is not for diarrhea. Okay, I give you that. I'm not well versed on that. All right? But the point is, yes, those things may give you a temporary relief.
Yeah.
And if they want to be honest, the label will tell you it cannot heal you. It says gives you a temporary relief.
Yeah.
But here, God's promise is these things cannot keep on coming back to attack and attack until you perish.
Yeah.
What God has provided for you through Jesus, our redemption, is beyond just temporary relief. It's a permanent solution because of the full price that our beloved Lord and Savior had already paid at the cross. You deserve better.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. I know, even if I have to pump you up, even if I have to be charismatic just to let you know what you've been redeemed from, don't settle for less.
Amen.
You are the beloved son of God.
Yes.
Right? You deserve what's best.
That's right.
And Jesus, our redemption, is part of your blessings.
Hallelujah.
Part of your inheritance.
Amen.
God.
Yes. Amen.
Let's not be natural in our thinking. Mm-hmm. Because if we think naturally, we will get natural results.
That's right.
Well, how can a piece of bread like this, right? Later we'll do the communion, right? How can this small piece of bread heal cancer? Don't underestimate the power of the broken body of Jesus. It took a bite of the fruit to cause the calamity of this entire world in the Garden of Eden. So don't underestimate with a single bite of the body of Jesus, right? Even a problem like cancer will dissolve.
Amen.
Amen.
Has no power over you.
Yes.
But you have to think supernaturally. Because if you think logically, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. This is just what? Just a piece of bread.
Mm-hmm.
What can this do to you? Well, it might be a piece of bread, but when you infuse faith in it, right? It becomes supernatural.
Yeah.
And it will heal what even doctors cannot heal.
Exactly.
It can do the supernatural operation that no human hands can do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because the Word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
What the surgeons cannot cut, the Word of God can cut.
Yes.
Because the Word is sharper than any double-edged sword.
Yes. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Do you know why I'm excited about part 5, right? Right? Part 5 is very, very exciting. Look at the next one. We've been redeemed from blight. Now, this is not very clear. What is blight? All right? I have to look at my cheat sheet here. Blight. Okay, this is something that I studied the word. I want to find out what blight is. Now, if you Google the word blight, you see a picture of a leaf, like the tree leaves, that as if it's been burned. Like you see the, you know, like it's been burned with fire in the middle. So you see the dark spots on that leaf because of the fire. That's what it looks like, blight. But doesn't make sense. The whole context here is on diseases. We're not studying botany, right? We're not studying plant diseases. So it must be something about this blight that we have been redeemed from. Now, when I studied the Hebrew word for the word blight, it means to scorch. Say to scorch.
Scorch.
Like fire, like you're burning something. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe this can include, for example, neuropathic pains that seems like burning in your feet. That's a scorching disease. That's something that burns your feet because something in your neuropathic that's not working properly. That is part of the scorching disease that Jesus has redeemed us from. So if you are suffering from a neuropathic pain, like a burning pain on your feet, that's part of the scorching disease that God says, I have redeemed you from, and it has no more power to keep on attacking and attacking and attacking you until you perish. Because of Isaiah 53 verse 6 here, the Lord caused the sin of all of us to attack Him. In other words, it is illegal for that scorching, lying symptoms to keep on knocking on your door because Jesus already paid. He already become your redemption. He had already taken your position, right, to receive the brunt of all your sins. And with the sins come all the diseases, right? They all come to attack Jesus at the cross. So that these things have no right to keep on attacking you, because Jesus has become your redemption. Yes. He had paid the price.
Yes.
Even if it's your mistake.
Yes.
That's why you need a Savior. If you eat all the right food, if you exercise all the right thing, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's no sin, right? There's no sin in there. But it is exactly, right? When we sin, we need to expect Jesus to be our redemption. Because it's because of our sin that Jesus took all of our sicknesses and all of our pain.
Yes.
So that our conscience can be clear and letting us know you deserve to be well.
Yes.
Right? This thing cannot keep on attacking me just because I don't have enough vegetables today or whatever, right? It cannot attack me because I've been redeemed from blight, the scorching disease. Amen? Are you happy or are you happy? Amen? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is so very good. Now, let's look at another thing that we've been redeemed from. Mildew. Your house will be protected from mildew so that you won't have, you know, problems. Right, in your house, unknowingly inhaling something because there's a mildew there. Well, God says you've been redeemed from that. That's good. I'm studying deeper on the word mildew. In the Message Bible, it's actually jaundice. Anybody knows what a jaundice is? I did not know what a jaundice is. But it's basically the yellowing of your skin. Your skin becomes yellow. Right? But I thought to myself, man, that's a rare disease. What's the chance of actually getting that? That's really not an issue for me. But actually, did you know that the reason why the skin is actually yellowing is because of some problems, usually, not all the time, because of a liver issue. So what God is trying to tell you here today is that I'm protecting you from liver diseases. I'm protecting your liver so that your liver will be healthy. Amen. And there'll be no liver diseases in your life. Keep on attacking and attacking you until you perish because you have been redeemed from the curse of the law because Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. As it is written again in Isaiah 53 verse 6, all of us had wandered off like sheep. Each of us had strayed off on his own path, but the Lord caused the sin of all of us to attack him. Why these things cannot keep on attacking you? Because the Lord caused the sin of all of us to attack him. Thank you, Father, for your word. Oh, let the word just sink in our hearts today. Let the word just sink in our hearts. What we have been redeemed from, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever condition in your body that seems to be attacking and attacking and attacking. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that to cease right now. In Jesus' name. Because the Lord has become your redemption. Amen. He had already been attacked by that thing. That thing cannot keep on attacking and attacking and attacking in the name of Jesus Christ. I command those attacks to cease. Body, be whole. Be at peace. Shalom. In the name of Jesus Christ. I just spoke a blessing over you based on this revelation that we have learned together what we have been redeemed from. Like I said, beloved of God, throughout this week, you want to guard your heart. When you are in the middle of that pain, when you're in the middle of that lying symptoms, right? Remember what Jesus has done. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Because I believe by the grace of God, the Lord will cause the seed today to fall in a good soil. And when the seed falls in a good soil, it will produce a 30-fold harvest in your life. Now, a 30-fold harvest is not a 100-fold harvest. That means it's a 30% improvement in your condition. So you may still experience 70% of that lying symptoms. But if you remain steadfast through faith and patience, you will get to the 60% level. But you still have 40% pain. So don't be discouraged and don't be offended at the Word of God. Whenever something seems to happen in your life that is in contradiction on what the Word is saying, it just simply means that your flesh is trying to pull you down. It's not even the devil. I think during the appetizer, I already made it clear, your most dangerous enemy is not outside. Your most dangerous enemy is sin in the flesh, which is something that only the Holy Spirit can put to death. And the Holy Spirit is using Pastor Henry's words right now to give you life. And to enlighten your heart. To let you know, beloved of God, that this fight is a fight of faith. It's a fight of believing in what Jesus has already done. Amen, beloved of God. Man, I believe we've got enough food today to chew on. Alright? I don't have the slide. What's the verse here? Verse 22? Right?
Yes.
Did you know the verse 21, just one verse before that, the curse of Allah says deadly diseases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So before these smaller diseases that keeps on attacking, the curse was talking about a deadly disease that God has already redeemed us from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Again, beloved of God, from the deadliest diseases to the smaller diseases that keeps on coming back again and again, the Lord has redeemed us from. Amen?
Yes.
Are you going to meditate on Jesus as your redemption?
Yes.
I think I've given you enough motivation, right? Yeah. To dig into the Word and allow Jesus to be your redemption.
Yes.
Because this is no joke, man. This is serious stuff. Previous verse was deadly diseases. But God says, not on my watch, amen? Not on my watch for my people, amen? As they meditate on my word, as their redemption. The Bible says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And by the grace of God, I believe I've equipped you with enough knowledge today to realize even a small thing like a fever, that's a curse. And God says you've been redeemed from that. Amen. Amen. You're not supposed to tolerate anything in your life. Amen. Father, only you can make the seed that you have spoken through my mouth to fall into a good soil. Father, I thank you for the ears to hear and the heart that desires to know more and more about the love that you have demonstrated for us. When you cause your own life, Jesus, to receive all the attacks of all these diseases upon your own life in Jesus. In other words, you love us. You don't want us to be suffering from these things anymore. And you step down because you are in Jesus when Jesus was at the cross. And you took all that attacks again and again, beating upon beating upon beating upon beating, blow upon blow upon blow. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. And so, Father, I thank you that you give us the grace throughout this week to be thankful and to appreciate what Jesus has done and to grow in our knowledge of your love for us because of Jesus who has become our redemption. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, church, I'm going to have my ushers to come forward right now to pass the communion. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved of God, remember, the bread that we are about to partake represents the body of Jesus that was broken for us. This small piece of bread has the power to dissolve all types of cancer. This small bread representing the body of Jesus has the power to dissolve all kinds of infections in our body. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, beloved of God, as we discern the body of the Lord Jesus that was broken for us, partake with faith, believing whatever abnormal condition in your body, because Jesus was already attacked at the cross, you have been redeemed from that condition. Let's partake in the body of Jesus with revelation. Thank you, Lord, for your body that was broken for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And now, here's the blood of Jesus. Jesus said, this is my blood, the blood that cleanses you from all sin. Amen. When you drink this blood, remember the price that Jesus paid to be your redemption is His own life, because the life of Jesus is in the blood. So as you drink the blood of Jesus, any abnormality in your blood, they will be cleansed away by the blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Because exactly because of your sin that He was attacked, you are not guilty anymore. If you don't have sin, man, why Jesus had to die at the cross? It's because you have sin, right? That you are qualified today to partake in the benefits of the blood of Jesus. So drink this with a clear conscience, expecting your blood to be whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We are blessed. We are so blessed. Thank you, Lord. Now, church, I'm going to dismiss you by speaking blessings over you. Amen. Now, church, Lift up your hands like this, or just ready to receive, like you're receiving the rain of blessing. Imagine yourself, the Lord is raining down the blessing upon you. So get ready to receive that rain. Okay, ready? Father, I speak blessings for everyone in this place at Life Giving Church International. Father, be our redemption in Christ Jesus throughout this week, so that we are protected from all infections. We're protected from all mildew, from all scorching diseases, from all neuropathic pains, protected from all forms of heart diseases, protected from all forms of cancers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Church, you are blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved. Give a clap offering to Jesus. Our redemption. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, you've been the best audience in the world. I'm really, really blessed to preach the message today.